This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have a game time, folks, for LSU baseball. Game one coming up against the Little Rock Trojans in the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional. A 7:36 first pitch. 7 o'clock pregame coverage presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins. The other teams in the double elimination regional are Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. So if LSU wins today, well, we'll see what happens now tomorrow. That looks like they'll play the winner of the Dallas Baptist-Rhode Island game. What was previously scheduled for a pregame of 4:30, 5 o'clock first pitch. If the Tigers lose, they go in the other bracket and will play the loser of that other game with a pregame of 12:30, first pitch at 1 o'clock. Curious to see, though, how things end up shaking out now with a 7:36 first pitch in this matchup. Whenever this Tigers versus Little Rock game ends, would that game end up immediately starting afterwards, or would they try and push that to tomorrow morning? We'll have to wait and find out from the officials.
I think if they can get it done tonight, they're going to want to get it done.
I would
tonight.
Think they'd want to, too.
Now, the question is, do you have any additional delays? Which, hopefully, all the rain
has
cleared up.
That's all passed by, right. And tomorrow and Sunday's weather, you know, for what it's worth, looks like it's pretty safe for the games going on. Something that we hadn't talked about all show, but was in WWL News and in the Sports Flash as well. Unfortunate allegations coming out about Zion Williamson's having rape charges brought up against him. His lawyer has come out and released a statement as well, denying those allegations, and just an ugly, messy, no good situation that this Pelicans team has to deal with for a guy that's had really a roller coaster of a ride here since being drafted by the Pels.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time we've heard of Zion in messy off-court situations, and I don't want to underplay the allegations. Like, the allegations in that lawsuit are heinous. You know, the obviously Zion's lawyer and his legal team have gotten out as in front of it as they can in terms of, you know, clearly they knew that this didn't catch them blindsided, like, right. They had information. They know who it is. You know, it's a Jane Doe as far as we are concerned, but they know who it is. So, no, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and what the next steps are. Sounds like they're going to countersue. So we'll see. You know, it's going to the information will come out eventually. As far as the Pelicans, yeah, it's just a, you know,
where do they go from here now?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger question at this point is how does this affect the relationship of Zion and the team, and what does the team do? Like, because this is not a, you know, you have to have some level of, okay, we have to allow this to play out, but at the same time, you know, there was already had to be some level of kind of shaky footing with Zion and the new regime. It did seem like that was ironed out when he was their representative at the draft lottery.
Right.
But no, this is never something that you want associated with your team, true or not. Like, these are situations you want to avoid, even the appearance of something like this. So No, it's an ugly situation for everyone involved, and we'll have to see how it plays out. Right? I mean, they're pretty clear in their statement that they believe this is just an extortion attempt. And we'll just have, I mean, if that's the case, then it will play out in court, and we'll get some answers. Because that's the thing. Zion's team is not going to want to just let this ride, right? Whether they feel like, hey, this is something we should settle, or another thing, like, that's why the defamation countersuit would be significant, because, you know, if it's true, then it's heinous and he should go to prison forever. If it's not, then it's just a really ugly situation.
Yeah, very disturbing, and it's sad just because you look at Zion when he first got drafted, number one overall pick for this team, felt like that face of the franchise for you, the play that you expected from him, and what we've seen when he's healthy, but some of the off-the-court decisions from him raised the huge red flag with Zion, and from the late to practices or team planes, to some of the other issues he's had off the court. You mentioned that it's just not a good situation for the Pels franchise, and we'll see how they deal with things. He was on shaky footing coming into the Joe Dumars era, I felt like, you know, taking over as the new GM of this squad. And I don't know where they go now, because you mentioned it as well. I was like, oh, Zion representing the team at the draft lottery. It said a lot to me, you know, kind of squashing those rumors or, you know, the talk about, oh, the plan was to trade him and move on and go in a different direction. But now with this coming up, will the team look at it as something where they don't want anything to do with and try to move on from it? Then you look at it from the basketball side of things too. How much value will Zion Williamson have if any of this is true?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't want to conflate, you know, being late for a plane with the allegations we're talking about here. Like, there's a very, very different things.
For but sure, but there's just a lot of things that have led up to...
The conversations about Zion are way too often not about basketball. Right?
Right. That's an easy way to put it.
Whether it's about something as seemingly innocuous as, like, I got the time wrong for a flight, or, you know, hey, you know... Conditioning, or, you know, being away from the team, be while you're rehabbing, or things like that. Like, it just seems like with Zion, it's almost always about something off the court, one way or another. And however this plays out, it has to grade on the team, because they don't want to be associated with headlines like this, regardless of how this plays out. Like, this is a ugly scenario to be associated with for anybody. And we'll have to see.
What you mentioned too about if this is in fact an attempt at extortion to get money out of him, and say Zion does pony up and pay, there's still this tag that's going to be with him forever.
Yeah, that's why I think if you're going to be aggressive in terms of how you approach it, and that's what they were. Like, it didn't take them long to come out with that statement,
right?
And again, you know, I don't have a lot of information, and I don't want to speak on something I don't know about. But it's just,
I sure hope these things aren't true about him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
for him and the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.